What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man show, a friend of the show, Derek Nichols, the Los Angeles Explorers. My man's out of rapping no more. He's up in 18 and with the Explorers of Philadelphia. Darius, you can see you, my brother. I like the quarter. I got the shirt. The shirt representing real nice. But I see you. It's fresh, my guy.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. It's good to talk to you. Always good that you have me on, man. It's always good to connect.
No doubt. But I'm going to ask you, man, you know, you're a sister of Radford, man. So I know your name's out there with different schools or what have you wanting to get at you, man. So what about the side opportunity to sit out to you to leave Radford, someone place you helped establish and build, especially to you, and come up here and help this program that's very storied history up there, man, in Philly?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, when I interviewed for the job was the people. You know, Dan Allen, the president, I loved his vision for the university and for athletics. Osh Puri, who's athletic director, is a young guy, has a lot of energy. And just, you know, the vision where they want this thing to go, you know, it lined up with, you know, what I feel in my career and what I want to do with the program. So, you know, just meeting those two guys, it was, you know, it was a no-brainer for me.
No doubt, bro. And I also see you did that I love a lot, bro. You brought people with you from Radford. I love when guys get new opportunities. They bring their guys with them who are loyal and help support them and help get them to their point. So about how important it was for you to bring guys from Radford who was there with you and in the trenches with you up here to the sale with you.
I mean, it's important. It's important because, you know, having people around you who you trust, having people around you who've done a really good job, and – you know, also in a new area, new territory. So you also, you know, we're in the A-10, so we have a few more positions to add to the staff. But just finding new guys as well that, you know, can help pour into your vision and help you succeed. You know, that's really been important to me.
And, you know, you have a great guy on your staff and Coach Mihaljevic. Talk about his importance, a former head coach on your staff and somebody who's been through the wars, same way the wars you've been through and can really relate to you on that level. And how cool is that to have that insight right there in the office with you guys?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, he's here every day. He gives us feedback on practice, what he thinks of our guys. You know, a guy that's been doing it for a long time and had a lot of success, who played at LaSalle, coached at LaSalle, knows everybody, you know, from years of being here. And you know, just having him on staff, he's been really good at giving us feedback of practices and just thoughts on the guys. And, you know, two guys on my staff, Colin Curtin and obviously my brother Shane Nichols, are two guys that work for Coach Mihaljevic. So just kind of trying to keep that family feel here has been really important for me.
No doubt. And I will tell you this, listeners too, out there too, you're a humble guy, because some guys, if this wouldn't want a former head coach on staff with them, talk about how important it is that you're humble enough and you're secure enough in your yeah. role that you have a guy like him on your staff. And it's cool to actually want him on your staff to really help support and boost all of you from top to bottom, from managers, GAs on up to you.
Yeah. I mean, I understand I can't do it all. I'm not here because, you know, I've done it all. I'm here because of the people that I surrounded myself with and have pushed me to be better. So, you know, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as like somebody who I can learn from. And, you know, you can learn from a lot of different people, even people who aren't on your staff. But, you know, having him who's been, you know, coaching for a long time, been through a lot of battles and just connected to a lot of people. And, you know, I thought that was important, especially, you know, coming to a new area, a new school, was having somebody who knows the lay of the land.
And Darren, somebody's guess, man, you signed 12 new guys to the roster, doing it portal style, of course. Talk about trying to, the quality of young men you have to recruit in 18, different from where you was at. So talk about you and your brother and how those guys who recruited a certain kind of player at Radford having to adjust to recruiting what you need for the 18 and LaSalle in this period of building the roster that you built, signing those 12 young men.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we evaluate first off is toughness and physicality. And, you know, two things that's really important to us when we recruit is, you know, rebounding, especially offense rebounding rate and free throw rate, like can guys draw fouls. So for us, finding those guys in the portal, but also getting to know them as fast as possible, because you know how fast the portal moves, and making sure they're the right guys for a program. And they, you know, they kind of fit what we're about. So, you know, and that portal is moving fast. So you have to ask the right question. You have to do the correct evaluations. And, you know, I really like the guys we've assembled. I think you have a group of tough guys.
No doubt. And talk about this as well. You got 12 new guys this summer, man. So talk about how much was it team stuff than usual, or a little bit more with individuals mixed in, or just trying to really kind of get a feel of what you have, let the guys play a little bit, kind of know how to – come August, September, October, how these pieces fit together.
The first 3 weeks we did mostly individual skill work with a few team practices mixed in that, because, you know, I wanted to make sure the guys were in pretty good shape enough to compete. And then, you know, the last few weeks we've been doing all pretty much team stuff, because I think when you bring in a group of new guys, I think we don't play enough. You know, in college basketball, we practice and do drills too much. We don't play enough. And so, you know, over the years of doing this, when you bring in a whole bunch of new players, they got to understand how to play, you know, play within each other and play to each other's strengths. So just trying to get them to understand, you know, what we want them to do, especially when plays break down. Like, we're not adding all these plays and, you know, actions in the summertime. It's more about just playing and understanding how to play. And so that's what we spend the majority of the summer doing. And in the fall, we'll, you know, start adding plays and actions and then kind of combine the two.
And I talk about using the summertime to kind of build relationships with the players and them building relationships with each other, and how important this time was, not as much pressure with having all these new guys on the roster to really build that oneness with each other that you're going to need come tough times in January and February and March and trying to get into that big dance.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, it was different back in the day where you recruit a guy who's, you know, junior in high school, sophomore in high school, and you get to know them over a span of years. Or, you know, you have a freshman and now he's a junior and now you get to know him. So what you're trying to do now with a group of new guys is trying to get to know them as fast as possible. So we spend a lot of time with our guys in the office. Like, they're required to come by the office every single day. You know, because I don't want it to feel like, okay, if they come to the office, they're in trouble. I don't like that feeling for the guys. So, you know, they come by the office every day, and most time we're not even talking about basketball. You know, we're talking, we're continuing to get to know each other, asking questions. And I think that's helped us come together a little closer as a team in a shorter period of time.
No doubt. Nowadays, guys pretty much with you for like 9 months or so. Then they out of here. So you really got to really – make these 9 months count. You got together because it's gonna go by fast.
Yeah. You'll see them. You know, after the season's over, they're hard to track down. So, more like 6-7 months.
I feel you. Yeah, you're right about that. Hey, you know what? Well, I want to ask you this about this, because I know you're big on your culture, man. So, having to establish a culture in such a condensed period. Talk about having had to adjust that for you and your staff, trying to establish culture in such a short period of time and make sure it flows down and then land locked from the bench down to the freshman.
Yeah, it's harder to establish it. I think it's easier to recruit it. So, like, the first thing I said was, okay, if we're evaluating players in the portal, whether it's high school, junior college, my first thing, you know, I asked our staff is he tough? And, you know, obviously we have our own definition of toughness, but I never wanted to say, I like guys to say, he's not soft, but if I hear that, we're not taking a player. So the biggest thing with our culture is finding tough guys. So that's the hardest thing to establish. Like, because years ago, you had guys for 3 or 4 years, and you can, okay, yeah, I can make them tougher. I can make them stronger. I can do this. You don't have that much time anymore. So you got to recruit to it. So that's, you know, that's what our culture is built on, is toughness.
100% toughness is very key. And you know what? Talk about the sprints, the weight room and the prehab and rehab, all those things that equate toughness. So about having working with your strength coach to put these young men in tough positions that are hard, get them ready and conditioned for the way you all want to play come November.
Yeah, our strength coach is really good, Justin Ray. You know, I inherited him. He was here before I got here. But, you know, that's the first person that really sets the tone for your program. You know, when guys get here in the summertime, they're spending more time in the weight room than anything. So, you know, we got to make sure it's uncomfortable situations for them in there and, you know, uncomfortable to the part where they get better, but preventing them from getting hurt as well. So I think we've done a good job of that this summer, of making those guys uncomfortable, getting them stronger, but also making them mentally tougher.
No doubt. And, you know, talk about this, brother, like you have a great schedule with the Big Five situation in Philadelphia. Yeah. How excited are you for that, man, to be a part of that, the Big Five? It's very historic, and getting to get those rivalries going with you being in the mix now.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, everybody talks about that, basketball junkies. You talk about the Big Five. You talk about the history of it. You know, you go into Palestra, you see the history of it. But just, you know, the bragging rights for the schools and the city, that's, you know, it almost starts from grassroots up to high school. But that's really special, and the excitement of it is really important. And, you know, that's, you know, the first questions I got asked when I got the job. So, you know, I'm excited to compete in that in year one.
And you got the MCE, you playing at the Palestra as well. Talk about how special that is to play against Mary Mack and those, and Penn and those teams like that. And that MCE you got playing coming up here that I saw on your website.
Yeah. No, it's important because, you know, year one, we wanted to play as many games in this area as possible. So we're playing in the city of Philadelphia every game until December 13th. And I thought that was important, especially being year one. So then, you know, our fans, alumni, all of them can, you know, come to our games without having to get on the plane or get in the car and drive. And just to be able to play, you know, in a historic building like the Palestra in the MTE, you know, I'm excited about that.
No doubt. And, you know, but being in Philadelphia, as you look at your future 26 classes and 27 classes, how cool is it to kind of, you know, LaSalle is a national brand. I knew about LaSalle down in Atlanta, so it's a national brand. So talk about when you talk to a young man about LaSalle, how their minds and their parents' minds kind of perk up knowing the history of that school and what the opportunity going there can be for a young man.
Well, it's probably different thoughts. You know, the generation now is probably thinking of it differently than their parents' generation, where you had, you know, some of the former players and all the NBA guys that have come through LaSalle. So it's just, you know, trying to educate them on how much success has been in the past, but not it's been, you know, years ago. But, you know, I'm excited to get it back to, you know, those days where you remember, you know, where some of the parents and all of those people that follow college basketball remember LaSalle being. So, you know, that's what excited me about the job as well, because they've done it before.
No, the last one I got for you, bro, is very important, because one of my good friend, DeAndre Hunter, is from Philadelphia. He talked about the cheese steaks, but I'm not limited to that. But what's been you and your staff's favorite food spots you've been in Philly? It's a lot of good food up there. What y'all been going to, bro?
Man, the crazy part is that we've had we brought in all those new guys. So every visit, all the guys were like, hey, man, let's go get cheesesteaks. Let's go get cheesesteaks. So in the spring, man, we was eating cheesesteak every day. So it's crazy. It depends on who you ask. everybody has a different opinion on their favorite cheesesteak in the city. So I'm trying to try all of them. Little bias right now to a few of them. I'm not going to throw them out.
Let's say, don't do that.
I mean, I've enjoyed the food. Like, you're in a major city, so you can eat at a different spot every day. You know, some of the guys I brought with me from Radford, they're excited because, you know, they got more food options. And, you know, a lot of these guys are just excited, you know, exploring the city, getting to know the city, especially in North Philly.
No doubt. I'm hoping when the Hawks schedule comes out, you all are in town. When we in town, so I can come see you play, man. So that's my hope and my prayer that when the NBA season play the Sixers, y'all will be in town. I can come over there on the off day and see what you all got going on over there, man.
Yeah, come on. You know you're always welcome.
All right, bro. Hey, brother, I'm proud of you, my brother. Keep up with the onward. Keep doing your thing, man. You know I'm being your corner. And we're going to all support you here on the Boss Man Show, my guy.
Yeah, Boss Man. I appreciate you, brother.
Anytime, my guy. It was fun as always.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports. Music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jarrell the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.